1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The first court appearance by the accused Pan Am 103 bomb maker has been both gratifying and maddening for victims' families. Victoria Kumach's husband was among the 270 people killed December 21st, 1988.
It's the first tangible step made by the U.S. Department of Justice in 34 years to hold any suspect accountable in U.S. courts.
Abu Aguila Mohammed Massoud's appearance was brief. He asked for a week to hire an attorney. The three charges he faces carry possible life prison terms. Prosecutors won't ask for the death penalty since it wasn't legal in 1988. The FBI says last year's hate crime totals were the third highest in the past decade, with about two-thirds based on race or ethnicity.
Dr. Allison Padilla-Goodman with the Anti-Defamation League tells us half of the over 7,000 hate crimes reported were anti-Black.
We also saw large increases in anti-AAPI hate crimes, the largest number reported on record in over two decades.
What's also concerning about the report is the number of cities not reporting at all, down 22%.
The lack of hate crimes reporting really matters. It erases the lived experiences of marginalized communities across the country.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
With Brittany Griner back in the U.S., what's the plan to bring Paul Whelan home from Russia? White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
White House officials held a virtual meeting today with Paul Whelan's sister. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the administration's commitment to securing the release of the Marine veteran is rock solid.
This is as high a priority as the president has.
When asked whether the U.S. might consider policy changes to win Whelan's return, Sullivan said there are plays the administration can continue to run.
Things that we have had in motion that we are still working on.
But he says they wouldn't involve U.S. support for Ukraine. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
As for Brittany Griner, here's Matt Piper.
Brittany Griner picked up a basketball for the first time in nearly 10 months after putting on a pair of black Chuck Taylor sneakers. Her agent told ESPN that her first act was a dunk. It comes just days after the 32-year-old was released from a Russian penal colony. Since then, she's been at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas, and does not have plans to leave anytime soon.
Winter storm warnings are up and blizzard conditions are expected across the northern plains starting tonight or tomorrow. Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wallace.
Winds around Rapid City, 35 to even 40 mile per hour winds will be possible there with snow. So you can imagine how difficult it's going to be to try to travel through this zone across parts of the northern plains.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 529 points. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, December 13th. The Human Resources Committee in Wisconsin Rapids will meet at 2 p.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The McMillan Memorial Library Services Committee will meet at 4:30 p.m. in the McCourt Conference Room at McMillan Memorial Library, 490 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the Tourism Commission meeting will be held at 7:30 a.m. in the Community Room, 933 Michigan Avenue, Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Workplace Safety Meeting will take place from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse, and the Solid Waste Committee meeting will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. In sports, Badgers volleyball lost to Pitt on Saturday 2-3. San Diego versus Texas and Pittsburgh versus Louisville NCAA semifinals will begin on December 15th. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 9 a.m. Thursday. 29 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 36. Mixed precipitation likely.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. As every good work day should end with a trip to the bar, right?
Well, of course. Hell, you start with a trip to the bar. If you're Tim Michaels running for governor of the state of Wisconsin, you start and end at the bar. I think that everyone in Wisconsin wants to run for governor after that schedule.
Buddy, you know, he keeps a calendar like yours. Although you can be for mentioned hour number one. You're COVID there.
COVID positive this afternoon. I know, man.
So would you say you're half full of COVID or half empty of COVID?
I'm half full of something, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But luckily, I am fully vaxxed. In fact, I was due for a six-month booster, like, this month. I haven't got my last booster was in June. And Steph and I were just recently talking, oh, I should go get our flu shot and get our COVID. Well, now we got the COVID, so we'll have to worry about that for a while.
Now you won't have to get vaccinated. You'll get that herd immunity done.
Party, party, baby.
Like your girl, Vicky McKenna. I was contrasting our competitor and right-wing talk. Well, she's right-wing talk. We do it better. Everybody knows. It's the truth.
So anyway, it's true. That is true, yes.
That is true. We are better than Vicky. But I was listening to her today, and, you know, she's talking about the next pandemic scenario coming down the pike. And the World Health Organization, how dare they? They're considering the next most vulnerable population might be children. How dare they think in those terms, trying to scare parents who would fail to vaccinate their kids because they listen to Vicky McKenna's show, that the next pandemic, you know, could find little kids are vulnerable targets for an infection, because sometimes little kids are vulnerable targets to an infection. She's telling you how bad it would be. You know, World Health Organization, thinking in those terms. She's there to scare you, not them. Right? It only works if you're scared, if you believe her. So anyways, Don.
How many vaccines do our kids required to take already before they can go to a public school?
Lots.
I mean, come on.
Well,
I,
Vicky ridiculous. Doesn't know. She hasn't bred. Thank goodness, her husband says. Don, here's my thought. The outrage, the machine, it doesn't even need Trump anymore. I mean, hell, on a local level, we got Vicky McKenna. And then, of course, on a national level, we got Marjorie Taylor Greene. What was she saying on podcast with Steve Bannon over the weekend? I paraphrase, but something to the effect, you know, if we'd have ran to January 6th, it'd have been a real armed insurrection, right?
I will tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, it would have been armed.
So those were her words. Or as she's saying today, learn how sarcasm works. she's backpedaling a little bit from the whole.
It's very, very sarcastic. You know, you could, in a crowded theater, yell fire when there was no fire, and you could say it sarcastically.
Just teasing.
That doesn't mean that if people died as a result of jamming to the exits and got trampled, that you would not be liable for that action.
Well, the fact that some legal experts said there's maybe a little criminality happening there, but here's what she says today, your girl, MTG, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia. If only Herschel Walker had called on her to campaign more.
Oh, it would have been a totally different turnout. He'd have beat Warnock.
Confirmed on Monday that she had made remarks about how to plan an armed insurrection against the government, but insisted those comments were a joke. It's a joke, Dom. Don't you get it?
No,
these are the bunnies. You know who were there? At a gala for young Republicans over the weekend, Green said that Trump supporters would have won on January 6th if she and Steve Bannon had planned the attempted insurrection. You read this quote. I will tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, it would have been armed, she told the crowd. But on Monday, Green downplayed her remarks as sarcasm after receiving criticism from the White House. The White House needs to learn how sarcasm works. My comments were making fun of Joe Biden and the Democrats, who have continuously made me a political target since January 6th, Green said in a statement. Every day I receive violent threats against my life simply because Democrats and the media have lied and smeared my character for the past 2 years.
Now, is she being sarcastic here? I'm not clear.
You don't understand how sarcasm works.
Apparently, I don't speak sarcasm.
Rather than trying to weaponize a sarcastic joke I made, you know, what a well-conceived joke you make about armed insurrection. Rather than trying to weaponize a sarcastic joke I made, they should be going after people like Joel Roth, who silenced a sitting president and allowed child pornography to run rampant on Twitter.
Who? What?
Exactly. You can't shame her into silence now. She's going to say her truth. She's 100. I will never back down from my support of the Second Amendment, and I will never allow the White House, Democrats, or Dom, or the media to continue to accuse me of something I had nothing to do with. Some analysts have suggested that Green's remarks could lead to a grand jury investigation. Not us, but some people say, Dom.
Some people say. You know, it's she got caught saying something stupid, and now she's trying to, you know, obviously backpedaling a bit. But you can't look at that quote. I will tell you something. If Bannon and I organized that, we would have won, not to mention it would have been armed. Like, where's the sarcasm? Like, what part is sarcastic about that?
The funny parts.
What funny part? There are no funny parts.
Dominic, Jennifer Rubin, columnist over at the Washington Post. The right-wing outrage machine doesn't even need Trump anymore.
That's why he's going to go down, Crudy.
Dominic, as former President Donald Trump's legal and political problems mount, his chances of becoming the Republican Party nominee in 24, let's just say they're diminishing. While the GOP might be moving on from Trump, it isn't giving up on Trump's technique of outrage mongering. It's simply finding new sources of fake aggrievement and artificial indignance to gin up the base. In truth, Trump did not invent outrage politics long before he rode down his golden escalator to declare his candidacy in 2015. The right-wing media peddled a steady diet of contrived scandals to their viewers and their righty-whitey talk radio listeners. They whined about the mainstream media bias and the establishment and D.C. betraying voters. Trump only perfected the art. He lied that President Barack Obama had bugged him. He smeared the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. You know, Dom, the witch hunt. And of course, he orchestrated a misinformation campaign to convince voters the 2020 election was stolen, culminating in the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Still, Republicans do not need Trump to set up their own faux outrage. They have shown they have plenty of capacity to invent scandals out of thin air. See Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, for example. He made a spectacle of supposed cases of voter fraud in the state, committed mostly by African Americans, though those cases keep crumbling when prosecutors bring them to court. And Carrie Lake, the Republican who lost Arizona's governor's race, had no trouble claiming the election was robbed, suing state election officials on Friday. A judge found a pre-election lawsuit by Lake seeking to prohibit use of electronic voting machines false, misleading, and unsupported. Sounds like Vicky McKenna.
Crudy, there is no shortage of Republicans who can perform on cue. Senator Lindsey Graham nearly brought himself to tears when discussing Democratic attempts to destroy Republican Georgia State Senate candidate Herschel Walker and deter young men and women of color from becoming Republicans. Rep. Vicky Hartzler also brought out the waterworks while speaking on the House floor against the Respect for Marriage Act. Yeah, she's really mad that the gays can get married. Whether it's critical race theory, Dr. Seuss books going out of circulation, or Disney objecting to Florida's Don't Say Gay law, the mega crowd sources of distress these days share some similar features. For starters, they rarely have any connection to actual government policy. That's either because the scandals don't exist, critical race theory is nowhere to be found in the curriculum of K-12 schools, or because they have to do with actions made by private companies in which government has no business meddling. Second, the outrage often stokes a feeling of resentment among white Christian nationalists who think their vision of America is facing an existential crisis. There are plenty of genuine outrages they could focus on, like Russian war crimes, declining life expectancy, gun deaths, but those aren't the right sort of outrages for the mega crowd. They need stories about white and Christian Americans being victims or Democrats hating America. Third, these Republican outrages have virtually no impact on the lives of most of Americans. Inflation, climate change, jobs, oh please. These don't get the base's blood boiling. Finally, the mega outrages have, by design, no solution. There is nothing the government can do about the war on Christmas, even if one existed. And the federal government has no power to abolish critical race theory in schools, even if it were being taught. Precisely because their supporters' outrage can never be assuaged and their made-up scandals can never be resolved, the stories dominating right-wing media remain endless fodder for pot-stirring. Perhaps it's progress that the GOP is drifting away from its obsession with Trump. The less our political debate focuses on him, the better for those interested in preserving democratic norms. But so long as one of the two national parties feeds on irrationality, conspiracy theories, victimhood, and paranoia, our politics won't return to normal. We still lack a system in which both sides compete to present problem-solving agendas to voters. And the maelstrom of anger and victimhood will continue, creating an atmosphere in which any means to an end is justified and political opponents are demonized. In short, mega victimhood without Trump may be a new development, but it is hardly an improvement. Jennifer Rubin writes at the Washington Post. And that is no doubt. And I got to tell you, man, now that, you know, what's his name? Oh, Rush Limbaugh is no longer around. You don't hear like, oh, man, we wish Rush was here. You don't hear that anymore, do you? You never heard it then. It's still going on. They're still trying. Trump did a hell of a job, but that's all they got.
Tom, I'm glad you're gutting out the COVID. Although I hear you get a little brain cloud. Although, how would the audience tell the difference?
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And I want to tell you something, if Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, it would have been armed.
On tomorrow's paper, listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. You know, actually hearing Marjorie Taylor Greene say it versus just reading it makes it sound so much worse. What a POS. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, being sarcastic. Really, what part? What part were you mocking? What were you making fun of? Sounded like you wanted a do-over.
I thought I did a great job with the reading. For a Monday? Are you kidding
for
me?
A Monday, a hangover? Man, right.
Come on. Dom, I got some new news. Text messages from Republican lawmakers to Mark Meadows.
Ooh.
I look forward to the January 6th committee report, which we're supposed to get very, very shortly. Something like, you know, for the holidays, a little light Christmas reading. Yeah. But beyond that, Dom, my understanding is the J6 committee has made their decisions. Who's on the naughty and the nice list? Who is going to get Department of Justice referrals? And I strongly suspect President Donald Trump will be announced in the next week to 10 days as having been referred to the Department of Justice by the J6 committee for his criminality associated with the January 6th insurrection. And there are a few new names on the list, Dom. I had not seen this before. This is new news. Talking Points memo reporter Hunter Walker has gotten a hold of a full stash of text messages sent to former Trump chief of staff, the chief's chief, Mark Meadows, in the wake of former President Donald Trump's loss in the 2020 elections. And they show several Republican lawmakers taking a, let's just say, an apocalyptic view of the former president's defeat. We'll get to the phones in a minute. Just be patient. Rep. Brian Babin, Republican from Texas, for instance, flat out equated Trump's loss with the end of the American Republic.
I mean, come on.
Here's the exact text. Mark, when we lose Trump, we lose our republic. He wrote to Meadows. Fight like hell and find a way. We're with you down here in Texas and refuse to live under a corrupt Marxist dictatorship. Liberty! Exclamation point. Babin.
I mean, the thing about these Republicans, they have no appreciation for a corrupt Marxist dictatorship, because if they did and they did this and they did these things in a corrupt Marxist dictatorship, they'd be brought up back and shot and left in a ditch. That's what would happen. That's not happening right now. We have to go through this entire process, you know, innocent until proven guilty, trial by judgment by your peers, and all that. So the fact that these folks even talk like that just goes to show you they have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
Well, there's more, Dom. Let me tell you what they're talking about. Rep. Ralph Norman, a Republican from the Palmetto State of South Carolina, Dom, took things even further and said Trump needed to declare, although he misspelled it, martial law in order to save the American Republic.
Is that like penny martial law?
Mark, in seeing what's happening so quickly and reading about the Dominion lawsuits attempting to stop any meaningful investigation, we are at a point of no return in saving our republic. Double exclamation points, he declared, are all caps. Last hope is invoking martial law. And then all caps, please urge the president to do so. And again, with the double exclamation points.
And again, Dominion lawsuits, I mean, fast forward now, right? What do we know? Well, it was all bunk, it was all BS, and now Fox News and several of their hosts are being sued by Dominion for billions of dollars for straight up lying their asses off about Dominion and their products.
Well, there's not a direct line drawn, but Dom, let's not forget, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who was brought up by the January 6th committee, is wanting to be what the handoff guy of the fraudulent Trump electors from the states of Michigan and, of course, Wisconsin, where we live. But who did he point the finger at? Why, the other guy that texted Mark Meadows, Rojo accused Rep. Mike Kelly, Republican from Pennsylvania, as the author here writes, on the other hand, did not equate Trump's loss with the end of the American Republic, but he did use a profane slur to describe the people who certified the result of the election. I guess that'd be the vice president, right, Tom? Let me know if there's anything I can do to fight these MFers in Pennsylvania, he wrote to to Meadows. Our president is heroic. Again, with the double exclamation points, apparently it's a thing. Thank you all for you've done, and please let the president know just how much he's loved and appreciated in Pennsylvania. Sincerely, Mike Kelly.
And I mean, do his constituents know that, you know, their congressman refers to them as MFers? Or is that just half of them, the ones that didn't vote for him? They're the MFers. Everyone else, you're all cool cats.
And Rep. Mark Green, Republican from Tennessee, sent Meadows a message pushing for Republican-led state legislatures to flat-out intervene on Trump's behalf to declare him the winner. Listen close, Dom. Here's his statement to Meadows.
So many people.
Dick Morris is saying state legislatures can intervene and declare Trump the winner. He wrote, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin all have GOP legislatures. They do, don't they, Dom?
They sure do.
The theory was infamously proposed by Trump lawyer John Eastman. I understand he might be criminally referred by the J6 to the DOJ, who helped lead a failed pressure campaign to get VP Mike Pence to reject the certified election results so they could be sent back, wait for it, to the state legislatures, like the gerrymandered one here in Wisconsin, controlled by Republicans, despite the fact Democrats have won 12 of 14 statewide elections, but trail in the legislature about two-thirds to a third. It's all very fair. Better candidates, better ideas, right, Don?
Better candidates, better policies. I guess on this note, before we go to break, 844-967-2789, Post is reporting that special counsel Jack Smith, he sent a grand jury subpoena to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, bringing to five the number of 2020 battleground states where local and state election officials are known to have received such requests, and for any and all communications with Trump, the campaign, and a long list of allies. Mr. Smith, working hard.
Well, we'll work hard. We'll take your calls next. 844-967-2789. Hate to play Jenny again for you. Come back, more Devils.
So many people are walking around now with arms. Boo!
The Shaw 101 FM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. It's too hot. Oh, let me tell you,
Corky's Groove Machine.
Who's there? The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Wisconsin Health Services Secretary Karen Timberlake says she'll resign on January 2nd. Timberlake led Wisconsin through crises like the COVID-19 pandemic and a statewide hospital worker shortage. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has a new leader and a new fundraising strategy. Brian Schimming was elected as state party chairman over the weekend. Schimming will be the first paid Wisconsin GOP chair. Republicans are trying to counter the fundraising advantage Democrats have enjoyed under a paid statewide chair. Foxconn has accomplished the benchmark for $8.6 million in tax credits and subsidies. The Evers administration says Foxconn created almost 770 jobs and spent more than $77 million on its plant near Racine. In April of 2021, the state revised the contract with Foxconn and created more realistic goals for job creation by the end of 2025 to about 11% of the original plan. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 9 a.m. Thursday. 29 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 36. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night, 32. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome from Appleton. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Don, sorry to hear about your failure on the COVID test.
Thanks, man.
It's the only test he passed since college.
Positive, baby.
Oh, all right, it's a pass. I'm sorry I misunderstood. Anyway, seems to me you guys are beating around the problem, swatting at symptoms. The problem is Fox News. Whatever happened to truth in advertising? Those guys spit out 30% news and 70% opinion, and yet they still get to carry the advertise themselves as a news program. What's up with that?
Well, you can call yourself
whatever you want, Jim.
We tell people we're sexy, Jim. Come on,
we're the greatest radio show ever, Jim.
Well, you are,
but it's true, right? That makes the exception. You know, I mean. Yeah, I mean, Fox News is having their comeuppance, Jim. I'm right. They're in trial literally right now for billions of dollars for their part in this. In this coup, in the sense that, you know, they trashed Dominion and this other company. So you can't do that, Jim. So they are, while, you know, you can have an opinion about things and you can qualify that opinion, you can't stand up there and say straight up BS things, especially if you know in perhaps private deliberations that you knew what you were saying was straight up BS, hence the reason they're in court right now. So while, you know, like a lot of things, Jim, it seems to take forever for, you know, some karma to come back around, perhaps some justice. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but hopefully that will gut them.
Well, I hope you're right. I just hope they don't pull the, well, this was just somebody's opinion and it doesn't really apply to us as a corporation.
Well, yeah. They use that explanation often. Right Wing Talk Radio does the very same. They defend their host First Amendment right. This is opinion. Can't confuse us with news. I mean, I've heard all these excuses made.
But it's one thing to have an opinion that perhaps is offensive to some people, let's call it, right? But if you're going to outright state lies about people or corporations, you're going to be probably held liable for that, especially when they tell you not to do it, they ask nicely not to do it, they send you letters telling you not to do it, and you keep doing it and doing it and doing it, well, then you end up with a $1 billion lawsuit on your hands.
Little defamation suit. 844-967-2789. If you don't like what was heard, send your suits to Dom. Rich from Richland Center. Rich, I'm having trouble getting you on the air. Bear with me.
There we go. Hey, Rich, what's happening?
Hello.
Rich?
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Rich?
Well, I just get a concern about the so-called COVID vaccine.
Yes, sir.
It seems it does not protect one from getting the COVID-19. The so-called vaccine does not stop one from spreading the COVID-19. And another thing that kind of really gets under my skin, listen here now, the other thing, you cannot sue the pharmaceutical companies for any side effects or adverse conditions from the...
Rich.
I know plenty of folks out here that got... a lot of side effects, and they're gonna. Now you got me upset here. They're gonna mandate the shot that we gotta get. But that ain't fair.
But Rich, Let me talk for just a moment.
There's no responsibility on the side.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second, Rich, because you're talking and you don't let me talk. And I want you to listen just for a moment. Well, he's gone, but I didn't get rid of you, Rich. You did that to yourself. What you failed to mention in your equation, and I've heard Ron Johnson, I know where you're getting this outrage from, Rich. I've seen Ron Johnson out there spewing this stuff. He says, if you take the vaccine, you might have some sort of negative reaction. And I'm not telling you, you didn't, or someone you know didn't. And you said, well, if you take the vaccine, you can still get COVID. True. And if you take the vaccine, you could still theoretically give someone else COVID. Sir, also true. But the one factor you're not figuring in your math, Rich, is if you get that vaccine, you're not going to freaking die from COVID. That's the equation, sir. Once the vaccine became readily available to all Americans, there has been a clear distinction between those that took it and those that didn't. And if you didn't take the vaccine, and that's your right as an American, but you're more likely to have had negative consequences, ended up in a hospital, or ended up dead. Well, thankfully, that's not you, Rich. You're still calling our show. But since Thanksgiving, COVID hospitalizations are up 30%. We're not even talking about it. I know at least two of my colleagues that have COVID right now. I'm sitting across the screen from one. But he's not going to die, probably, not from COVID, drinking too much maybe, but not from COVID.
Not going to die from
because
that,
right. You've been vaccinated.
And boosted and all that.
If you get the vaccine, sir, you're just not going to die from it.
Or very, very less likely to have that happen. And... You know, and I get it. I can appreciate it. You got to wonder, like, oh, man, who's making this stuff and how does it work? And, well, you know, it's just science, Rich, and you could study it because most of those things are peer-reviewed and out there. But do you wonder, you know, what's in the beer you drink? Do you wonder what's in the aspirin to pick or the little blue pill or whatever else you're into? Do you have the same kind of scrutiny on whatever dietary, whatever you're putting into your body?
The cheeseburger you got out of the...
what you're eating.
The cheeseburger you got out of the clown's head at lunch?
Right. I mean, I get it. And I think we all should certainly wonder and want, you know, to have the knowledge of what we're putting in our body and what the expectations or what could happen. As human beings, certainly, and we have organizations funded by our tax dollars to oversee and regulate those specific industries. But you know, when I hear people talking about these vaccines, but not about any other new medicine that comes out, or you know, because stuff's getting we're discovering things all the time. That's how it is, man. Right? Scientific process. You go through it. You find the cure of something and solve something. Make it a little bit better. Make it a little easier. Build upon that for the future. I mean, that goes on in everything in this world, man. So while I appreciate it, and you can be concerned, you don't want to have to take it if you don't want to. I guess just you understanding that if you are to get COVID, you'll probably be sicker for it. Okay, and if I got COVID right now, I feel fine. My wife was a little tired, but okay. I had it before. I had all my shots that I could get, and I fully expect to, you know, just have it be like a normal cold back in the day and, you know, eventually get over it. I hope I'm not going to miss any radio this week, Rich. So have your concerns, man, but then do a little research other than Fox News and Ron Johnson, dude. I mean, the stuff's out there. And if you talk about a sample size, how many hundreds of millions of people have been taking
billions.
These different vaccines, right? I mean, that's a pretty good sample size. And sure, I mean, odds are there could be some side effects. I know what I got. My arm was a little sore when I got shot, but I got some people who like actually felt sick after their vaccine. But, you know, that happens when you take other vaccines. My mother-in-law was going to Africa. She took some vaccines before she got, and it hit her, man. She got sick because of the vaccine. Now, she still made the trip, but, you know, some things can affect you. And I guarantee you, if she got, and I don't know what the vaccine was for, but she would have got it while she was in Africa, she would not have gotten it as bad. So, I mean, thanks for the call, man, but, you know, think about it a little bit more. And then also, perhaps, you know, scrutinize what else you're putting in your body.
844-967-2789. I always love it when friends call in, like our pal, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, Maggie Dawn. Maggie, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Maggie.
I'm great, guys. How are you on this?
Good, thank you.
A little hungover from our Saturday night, but, you know, I'm getting older, so I don't bounce back as readily.
The two-day hangover, that's just the mark of a good time, my friend, for sure. Are we sure Rich from Richland isn't a plant?
Because no.
like, if I wanted to hire one of my buddies to call up the show and spew all of the nonsense that is about as anti-scientific, and I don't care if you're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine or a flu shot or anything right. else, just like you were saying, Dom. I mean, it was literally like the faux news talking points, you know, with an up north accent from our friend Rich. I mean, listen, when I don't have a degree in something, right, or I'm inexpert about it, I do two things. I'll listen to people who are experts about it and the generally accepted expertise, but I'll also interrogate that, of course, and do some reading on my own. Rich, do some reading on your own, my friend, right? Like, don't just watch Fox News or listen to this radio show, though it is the best radio show on earth, right? And take that as gospel.
But, you know, but Maggie Dunn, you know that in the right-wing ecostructure, the echo chamber that is Fox News and right-wing talk media, those that get vaccinated are the dumb ones. Those that get vaccinated have been indoctrinated. And quite frankly, when you've got Elon Musk, the world's richest man and the new owner of Twitter, tweeting out his pronouns or prosecute Fauci over the course of the weekend, you don't have to wonder where guys like Faux Rich from Richland Center might get it from.
Right, except for the fact that Fox News, of course, had a policy that everybody that worked in their newsroom had to be vaccinated, and basically every single one of their on-air talents while spouting out this nonsense also was vaccinated. And for those that think Elon Musk should be a good exemplar of behavior, I would suggest that if you have billions and billions of dollars and you're the richest person on the planet, that whatever your bad behavior and terrible decision-making is, you can buy your way out of it. So unless you're as wealthy as Elon Musk, again, you might want to consider getting vaccinated. Just a thought.
Well, perhaps Rich from Richland Center is rich, Maggie Dunn.
He's rich.
Maggie, we got lots of callers. Always appreciate yours. 844-967-2789. Tom from Tulsa. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Say, I just wanted to say, man from Richland Center, this is about the third or fourth time I've heard this, that people spouting that they're going to mandate us now taking the COVID. The only thing I heard was that the military wanted to do that, but that's not.
They've actually backed off.
Where is that coming from?
There were military members that had been discharged for failure to get the mandatory COVID vaccination. And in fact, recently in the new authorization, the new Defense Department bill, Tom, we have it wasn't Crudy, but the Biden administration backed off on that policy. And in fact, we may have reinstatement of discharged soldiers who want to rejoin the armed services, despite the fact they're not vaccinated.
Is that a wise idea, I wonder?
And that's the complete contrary to what it is that Rich would claim, that somebody's out there mandating some sort of new mandate. No, it's not true. It's the exact opposite.
Join the military, Crudy, right? You become a property of the United States, and if they tell you to do something...
They give you all kinds of shots.
They give you all you're just going to not put this one in? And what is that going to do? And think about what the effect would be if all of a sudden big swaths of our military all of a sudden come down with COVID for a week or something. And then maybe they're not vaccinated. Maybe they get a little bit sicker. Well, it's hard to have an armed and ready-to-go military when they're on the barracks, sick.
Isn't that Spanish flu, World War II, World War I, 1918? Wasn't that? I'm just saying, didn't that affect in some way, shape, or form? Because it was actually attacking healthy young people, relatively young people, 20-somethings. The ones that Vicky McKenna would say, never get vaccinated. What are you thinking, getting vaccinated, you sheeple? Tom, appreciate you listening in Tulsa. Everyone listens to the greatest radio show ever, at least the smart, tasteful ones do. People like you. Join us. Be a part of this big program. 844-967-2789. Coming back, your final thoughts for the day. More Devil's Advocates. Keep it locked right here. Crudy in the Solidarity Realty Studio. See, I did it again, Darcy.
Well
done,
Crudy.
You, sister. Thinking of you. Right here, Devil Radio. And worldwide on the Civic Media app. I watch the people, like 4 countries, 22 states right now, Dom, listening to this fine program. Come back. We ain't done yet.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going back to the phones in just a moment. 844-967-2789. Crudy from the government archives, archives.gov. World War I claimed an estimated 16 million lives. The influenza epidemic that swept the world in 1918 killed an estimated 50 million people. One-fifth of the world's population was attacked by this deadly virus within months. It had killed more people than any other illness in recorded history.
Don't wear the mask. Don't get the vaccine, you sheeple. That's sarcasm, Dom.
967-2789. I don't speak sarcasm, Crudy. Bill from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, on the whole vaccine thing, I think Rich's big problem is that drug companies can't be held liable. I think we can all agree that it's not going to be mandated anymore. But they can't be held liable.
Ah, shoot, Bill, we got a bad line. Sorry, man. 844-967-2789. Let's try the cell coverage in Hood River, Oregon. It's Nathan. Welcome, Nathan. What do you got for us?
Hi, Nathan.
Well, thank you very much. Hi there.
Did I get that right? Oregon?
Yeah.
Oregon.
Yeah. Oregon. Yeah, that's what they call it out here. But, you know, there is an Oregon there, too. So it's close enough. But it's funny when you hear when you've been out here so long and then you hear the Oregon thing. But anyway, I kind of wanted to play the devil's advocate. For Rich, that dude that's talking about the mandate stuff, but do you guys remember the band played on?
Yeah.
Book and,
yeah, in fact, about the AIDS epidemic in New York City and the fact that people sort of intolerantly looked past it because they thought it was a gay epidemic, if my understanding serves or memory serves. Nathan.
Who was the orchestrator of the band?
Was it Roy Cohn? Roy Cohn factored into that. Roy Cohn was the mentor to Donald Trump, I recall, and he eventually died of AIDS, and that was about the time that Donald Trump walked away from him when he couldn't deny his homosexuality any longer.
Wow, down there, I had no idea about that.
Well, that's why you listen to us, man.
I know. I'm learning every day. It's like going back to school.
Although I don't know if Roy Cohn has a specific part to play in the band plays on. Man, it's been 20 years, I feel like. I don't have that specific memory.
Fauci does. Fauci refused to meet with any gay group for 3 years while he was head of the CDC, and they had developed concoctions that were proven to be effective and affordable. And Fauci ignored them for 3 years and introduced AZT, which probably killed more people than it saved. So Fauci, I know that a lot of people are going to think I'm a conspiracy whack job or some type of, you know, Trump cultist. But Fauci was pretty much responsible for just, you know, ignoring remedies that worked and pushing these super toxic cocktails on people that were ineffective. And it's just the thing, if you say anything bad about Fauci, it's like you're a Trump cultist, but Fauci's record is not actually that clean. And you, I mean, like that one lady said, read a book. And you can read a bunch of books on how Fauci has been very pharma friendly and not very innovative. And, you know, there's been never been in an investigation.
Nathan, I think you made your point. Look a little harder at the record of Fauci, even if you may like how Fauci handled the current pandemic. That doesn't mean that his record is perhaps unblemished. Even I get it wrong occasionally. Angels in America featured Roy Cohn on a similar topic, the AIDS epidemic. So I think you said the band plays on. My bad. Didn't mean to misconstrue those movies slash plays.
Well, and I get that, and I don't want to quote it, but my understanding was he expressed some regret, perhaps, of those decisions back. I think a lot of people did because of how it eventually came to be with the AIDS epidemic. But I'll also throw this one out there, too. I mean, Ron Johnson, the Republicans, guys like Rich, are probably very proud of their guy Ron Johnson voted for him. And Ron Johnson's very proud of the bill he got to pass that said, try them all. The try anything bill, right?
Right to
so,
try.
I mean, you're literally making it acceptable for, you know, perhaps drugs and whatever medicines that have not been fully vetted to go ahead and try. Because, you know, let me tell you something. If I'm on my deathbed, I'm pretty much willing to try everything it's going to take to keep me going. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me get you some hydroxy.
How can you have both of those things? How can you support try it all, try anything, and then, oh, yeah, here's these things that, you know, a billion people have taken, and I'm really concerned about it.
Well, almost a billion horses have probably taken the ivermectin, yet you would not embrace the horse paste as a COVID treatment or hydroxychloroquine like Ron Johnson likes to. Try it all. Try all the drugs.
Try it all. Try it all.
844-967-2789. Wisco, Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Seen a picture of pizza box on Facebook all dressed up for the Civic Media Christmas party, and I didn't even recognize him. But I know how you guys throw parties, so it had to be a good one.
Oh, it was a hell of a party.
It was.
Oh, knowing you guys, there's no doubt about that. Hey, I got COVID between my third and fourth vaccine, but at least I didn't die and I wasn't that sick. I know two friends, not real close friends, that passed because of COVID. They didn't make it.
Wisco, I want to get one more caller in. A lot of people in this industry, a lot of people in the radio industry, as I've met people that, you know, sold radio stations to the Civic Media Empire, if you will. A lot of people in this industry affected. A lot of people love radio and work late into their 70s, 80s, 90s. And when they get COVID, it was a big deal. Tom from L.A. wanted to get your final thoughts in today, Tom, if I can make the phones work. My phone's not working, man.
I got you,
out.
Tommy. Hang
Tom.
There you go. Welcome, Tom.
Welcome. What do you got for us?
All right, guys. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. And that includes all of us. So all of us, how about you just all... you know, basically jump in the pool together, because that's how we actually run the United States of America. And what I would say is that these people say no vaccines now, but they'll listen to a commercial tonight on TV that's going to tell them about side effects that are everything under the sun, and they'll be going to their doctor and saying, I want that, I want that, I want that. So, you know what, there's such a hypocrisy that goes
on. Tom, of course, you know one of the symptoms of long-term COVID is erectile dysfunction. They'll be calling the doc for that. Tom, thank you for getting Kelsey Kidd to call home over the course of the weekend. Job well done, sir. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Keep it locked right here, the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. And don't forget, Native Roots Radio, Civic Media. Keep it locked.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.